My beloved student, sit quietly and think over all this again and again. Read this week these 5 paragraphs aloud several times. You will come to see that you are, as the creative spirit is, unchangeable, permanent, constant. How then can you really be subject to decay and disease and death? Contemplate, I pray of you, the continuity of your existence, yourself, your power. Meditate upon the self of you. Revel in the contemplation of your true nature. You are eternal, not subject to decay and disease and death on any plane of existence, so long as you know and obey the eternal law. And when you come to realize that which you have learned, then confidently will you be able to declare that you have entered the hall of learning. You will be able to listen constantly to the song of life. May peace embosom thee. May courage and strength wait constantly upon thee. May you always have the zeal to press on and up. And oh, my beloved, you may, if you will, now look forward with extremest delight to gradual emancipation from those conditions which have held you back. You are free. You will indeed see a new heaven and a new earth. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passing away. But faith without works is dead. We must bear witness to the truth and be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Thou canst create this day thy chances for tomorrow. In the great journey, causes sown each hour bear each its harvest of effects, for rigid justice rules the world. With mighty sweep of never-erring action, it brings to mortals lives of weal or woe, the karmic progeny of all our former thoughts and deeds. It is my aim and purpose to help you crystallize in your own mind the fundamental truths and principles developed in mental physics, and I urge you to pray without ceasing, to never allow it to depart from you, this that you have learned. Shalt thou abstain from action? Not so shall gain thy soul her freedom. To reach nirvana, one must reach self-knowledge, and self-knowledge is of loving deeds the child. Have patience, candidate, as one who fears no failure, courts no success. Fix thy soul's gaze upon the star whose ray thou art, the flaming star that shines within the lightless depths of ever-being, the boundless fields of the unknown. If thou wouldst reap sweet peace and rest, disciple, sow with the seeds of merit the fields of thy future harvests. Help nature and work with her. Thus wilt thou come to know thy true nature, and nature will regard thee as one of her creatures to make obeisance, and she will open wide before thee the portals of her secret chambers, lay bare before thy gaze the treasure hidden in the very depths of her pure virgin bosom, unsullied by the hand of matter. She shows her treasures only to the eye of the Spirit, the eye which never closes, the eye for which there is no veil in all the kingdom. My beloved, the desire of knowledge, like the thirst for riches, increases ever with the acquisition of it. Your only jewel that will not decay is knowledge. You are being faithful over lesser knowledge. It will be my privilege to lead you into greater knowledge. In succeeding lessons in this higher knowledge, you will lead yourself into unimaginable heights of beauty. From now on, you will be regarded as a member of the inner chamber, and your title will be as Noble of the Light. I most fervently and solemnly counsel you to devote as much time as is possible in your study and practice from this day henceforward. As you go along, much secret work will be revealed to you. You will learn to begin truly to demonstrate that which you have already studied. I am looking forward with a great deal of pleasure to leading you to greater unfoldment. My beloved ones, have no fear. You are not the first who is passing this way. Others have gone before you. And wherever you are, whatever you are doing, at the slightest urge in sincerity of your own heart, there will be those who are higher than you are, who will come backward on the path to assist you. You shall never be alone again. So, I feel in my heart that I would like to say something to you that would be riveted into your soul as if they were words of pure gold. The sole obstacle that man has to encounter is fear, for fear prevents him from hearing the voice within himself. He himself, however, because he would not hear the voice, developed fear. And that which he created has been his own undoing. So, my beloved, march forward valiantly, head erect, shoulders square, eyes bright, with an open heart, believing that ye have it. Peace, that peace that passes knowledge, is thine forever. forever, evermore. And so, O Lord, into thy holy way, by thy Holy Spirit, doing thy holy will forevermore, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks.